Where in the Bible will I find that Christ is divided? Hello, everyone. I'm Jim Dearman, and for the answer to that question, we go to the Word of God. Could Christ be divided? Could a part of Him be a member of one church and another part of Him be a member of some other church? Is Christ a member of all the churches today? Denominationalism says one church is as good as another. Still, there are conflicting doctrines in all of them. The Baptist Church stands for immersion only, the impossibility of apostasy and close communion. The Methodist Church stands for open communion, sprinkling for baptism, and the possibility of apostasy, just the opposite. We've been told that it is all right for one person to stand for Baptist doctrine and another person to stand for Methodist doctrine, but it is not all right for one to stand for both the Methodist and Baptist doctrines at the same time. To do so would bring the charge of hypocrisy or insanity upon that person. If it would make one a hypocrite to belong to more than one denomination at the same time because of the contradictory doctrines, then is Christ a member of the Baptist Church? If so, He is a member of the Methodist Church too. Is that right? Is the Son of God standing for Baptist doctrine of the impossibility of apostasy and at the same time standing for the possibility of apostasy in the Methodist Church? If this makes one person a hypocrite, what does it make the Son of God? Is He a hypocrite? Does Christ endorse all conflicting doctrines? Is He a member of the Baptist, the Methodist, the Presbyterian, the Episcopal, the Adventist, the Mormons, the Roman Catholics, and of all the different churches? He is not unless He is divided. And the Apostle Paul clearly shows that Christ is not divided. In 1 Corinthians 1, verse 13. In 1 Corinthians 3, verse 3. He condemns divisions in 1 Corinthians 1, verse 10, and he points out that there is one church in Ephesians 4, 4 through 6, wherein we can all speak the same things and be one in Christ, as Christ prayed to the Heavenly Father that we all be one in Him. John 17, verses 21 through 23. Christ preached one doctrine. He taught His disciples the one way to be saved, and they went throughout the world preaching this one doctrine. Believe in Christ, John 8:24, Hebrews 11:6. Repent of sins, Luke 24:47, Acts 2:38. Confess faith in Christ, Acts 8:37, Matthew 10:32 and 33. And be buried with Christ in water baptism, 1 Peter 3:21, Galatians 3:27.